It is with sincere regret that we announce our intention to permanently close the mining and production operations at LTV Steel Mining Company. I'm sure that everyone here has seen the press release, so I will try this morning to fill in a few more details and then take some questions. The first area I would like to discuss is the most important, and that is our employees. The LTV mine employs approximately 1,400 people. We will be suspending the stripping operations on May 28th. The majority of the balance of the mine operations will continue to operate for about 1 year. We do not expect any immediate layoffs, but would expect layoffs to affect approximately 120 people by the end of August. The majority of the remaining employees will not be affected until the middle of next year. Our replacement ore will primarily be coming from the Cleveland Cliffs operations in Minnesota and Michigan. Cleveland Cliffs has agreed to offer preferential hiring at their Minnesota and Michigan iron ore operations to qualified laid-off LTV mine hourly employees. LTV Steel will also have positions available at our steel producing operations in the Midwest for those hourly employees who may be interested in relocating. Approximately 40% of the workforce is immediately pension eligible. So why are we taking this action? First of all, it is important to know that this is not a people issue. Nobody is at fault. Everyone has tried hard to do the best job possible. And in fact, these efforts have extended the life of this mine. We appreciate the support that we have received from the IRRB and the range legislators. LTV has invested over $20 million per year over the last 5 years in mine improvements. LTV has not owned this mine for very long. We took the mine over in 1986 when it was only producing several million tons. We brought the mine up to 7 million ton producer and substantially increased employment. So everyone has given it their best effort. But unfortunately, the bottom line situation is that we simply have a mine that is outdated. The mine started up in the late 1950s. The core part of the process, the pellet plant, is based on obsolete shaft furnace technology versus the modern straight gate, grate, and kiln technology. Additionally, the quality of the ore body has steadily declined and has a high level of impurities. Also, the obsolete shaft furnaces are not designed to handle the low quality ore that we are now mining. The net result is a very high cost operation which produces low quality pellets. To make matters worse, these low quality pellets have a negative impact on our blast furnace operations. To address this situation would require a massive recapitalization at LTV Mine. Approximately $500 million in the near term, which would include a new pellet plant, and $700 million over the next 10 years. And even this expenditure would have problems because we would still be left with a high cost, low quality or body. So a major recapitalization of LTV Mine simply cannot be justified and is cost prohibitive and is too much for anyone to take on. On a positive note, Cleveland Cliffs has expressed an interest in examining an alternative use for the mine and some of the equipment for processing another material not related to iron pellet production, and we are hopeful for the success of this activity. So I hope you have a better understanding of the current situation. We plan to be sensitive to the impacts that this will have on the employees and the local communities. We will work closely with all parties, including the IRRB and the range legislators, to determine how we best can be most helpful in this transition. Again, it is with sincere regret that we bring this news to the community. Thank you for your attention. Any questions?
How long has the decision been in the works, and what kind of any notification did you give the 1,400 employees that they, in fact, would be losing their jobs in the next year?
That communication occurred this morning. And again, we have announced our intent to close the mine, discontinue operations. We still have an obligation with the USW to have some discussions and dialogue with them according to our agreement with them. So those discussions will be going on now.
Have you spoken with the union president up there, Jerry Fellows? Do you have any plans to speak with him?
Yes, he was. Those discussions went on early this morning.
What did he say?
I was not at that meeting.
This is obviously probably the least favorite part of your job, but what do you say to the town of Coyote Lakes and the surrounding area? This is going to devastate that area.
Yes, it is, and we certainly recognize that. And we're just going to do the best job that we possibly can in working with the communities, with the IRRB. I think that, I'm not a Minnesotan, I haven't been here for, not familiar with all the background here, but certainly the foresight that Minnesota has had with the IRRB funding, I think with the foresight of anticipating the possibility in the future of such activities like this, I think has been very important, will be very important for this community. So. We're going to work very hard to help minimize the impact, help the transition, and we'll do the best we can.
Can you talk a little more what you were saying at the end of your statement about a positive note? What is the you're pursuing in that area right now?
We are not, LTV is not pursuing anything. However, Cleveland Cliffs, who is the mine manager, is going to be pursuing some alternatives for the use of that property. They've expressed an interest. And really you need to talk to Cleveland Cliffs about that. But they do have some ideas that there might be some possibility for reuse of that land and some of the equipment, not all the equipment.
Has anybody expressed
I think there's some other ore bodies out in that area that might have an interesting combination between the facilities and locations, et cetera. Excuse me?
Has anybody expressed any interest in purchasing the mine itself?
No.
What about what kind of an effect has the foreign steel import situation, has that had on this?
Well, I think it's a very good question. I think the steel industry itself has been severely impacted by the trade laws in the United States. Could not say that that's a direct link with this situation. However, the whole cost structure required in the United States to be competitive in the steel industry continues to be, tremendous. Cost reduction activities are required to be competitive. And certainly a lot of that is being driven by the unfair trade that we have. So for a steel company to be successful, we have to drive for the absolute lowest cost to really survive in this business. And so that there is a link from that standpoint that the LTV mine is a very high cost operation in the range. And certainly a steel producer can't rely upon a high-cost raw material coming in and still be competitive in this industry. So there's linkage from that standpoint, certainly.
You talked about preferential hiring for the employees. Any plans to help with retraining or actual placement in other places?
I think those are the kinds of discussions that we'll, you know, follow up from today.
When did you give up, you know, in your search for ways to make this work to get the cost down?
Well, we've never given up.
Well, you have today.
And as of today, but
is this something that when did you realize that this wasn't going to work?
Well, I think that nothing happens overnight. And what has happened with that mine is that the combination of the ore body deteriorating and also the demands downstream, which is the demands in the blast furnace area for higher quality pellets. As we drive blast furnaces for higher and higher production, the quality of pellets needs to be higher and higher. So you have a situation where the pellet quality needs to go up, and then the produced pellet quality that we're making out of LT Vine continues to go down. And then you start to work, what can we do? And you take a look at the situation. We've done several studies, and it really comes to the plant needs a major recapitalization to produce a decent quality pellet. And then you have to combine that issue with the fact that would that be a wise investment when the ore body itself continues to deteriorate? So, you know, over the last, you know, several years as we've struggled trying to get costs down and looking at alternatives, finally this is really the only solution, a practical solution, you know, for LTV mine.
And when did you come to that conclusion?
When did we come to that conclusion? As of today, we made the announcement.
Sir, did you approach the Ireland West delegation or the IRRRB and float the idea of coming up with the capitalization necessary to modernize the plant?
No, because I think if you take a look at what's required, the massive capital required to modernize that plant just simply can't be justified.
So they didn't turn you down, in other words?
Didn't turn us down, but it would be such an extreme request. I think that to even approach somebody requesting for a $500 to $700 million support would be rather unpractical.
Did the workers have any indication whatsoever that the owners of the mine were struggling with the decision whether or not to close?
I think the LTV mine, the employees at LTV mine, I think everybody has recognized all through the range the situation at LTV mine, driven by particularly the very old technology that exists there, which is the particularly the pellet shaft furnaces. And it's the only one on the range, and it's one of the few in the entire world, as a matter of fact. And it's a technology that doesn't produce, it's a high cost and low quality. And I think the employees, the management have struggled many years to try to do the best they can. But I think everybody is certainly knowledgeable of the cost differential and the quality differential. And so I think, you know, that knowledge base exists throughout the organization. So, you know, this is not shocking from the standpoint of where we are today, I don't believe.
Some companies will give their employees, hey, notification, you know, if things don't improve in 5 or 6 months, you know, we might be out of a job. But for them to come home from work yesterday and they were employed and wake up this morning and find out, hey, the plant's closing. I mean, this is a shock to them. You know, you said nothing happens overnight. This happened to them overnight.
Well, I think that when you come to a decision that does become an overnight situation, you know, between yesterday and tomorrow or today. But I think, as I took you through the beginning, this is not going to be an instant situation where the majority of these employees will be employed in the middle of next year. So in essence, you can say that this is a lot of pre-warning here, and we're going to do the best we can to work with the time we have to build the best transition we can. So it's not a situation that we've made an announcement and a week later there's 1,400 people unemployed. So we're not dealing with that situation.